Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The Mormon Church has recently issued a statement that is startling with respect to homosexuality and same-sex marriage. Startling in the sense that there were very few people that expected this kind of a strong statement. Not startling in the fact that this is consistent with historic doctrinal beliefs with respect to marriage and human sexuality. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbWire.com. Matt, as we have been following this issue of same-sex marriage for a number of years and been very much involved in it, we have, as it relates to the Mormon Church, because that's what we want to talk about, this policy that they just came out with. We had their very strong position on same-sex marriage in the Proposition 8 case. You remember they were strongly in support of Proposition 8, which declared or affirmed, I should say, marriage as a union of a man and a woman. But then they came out and they had some language that seemed a little wishy-washy on same-sex relationships or homosexuality. Then they came out with a statement that they were going to reconsider the Boy Scouts when the Boy Scouts decided that Scout leaders could actually be homosexual. And then they recently had this conference, and this conference then released a policy for all of the Mormon churches worldwide, and the policy statement startled a lot of people, especially those that were pushing the same-sex LGBT agenda, thinking that the Mormon Church was getting wishy-washy on this, and this statement is anything but wishy-washy.
Well, the statement, in fact, says that any person who belongs to the Mormon Church who enters into a so-called same-sex marriage is an apostate. They are in gross violation of the teachings of the Mormon Church that holds true for scripture, that holds true the Catholic Church. In their statement in the Catechism, it calls homosexual sin, homosexual behavior, it calls that behavior intrinsically disordered and a grave depravity. And Matt, you know, scriptures have a lot to say about not having anything to do with evil. And, you know, Ephesians 5:11, have nothing to do with the fruitless deeds of darkness, but rather expose them. And at least on this issue, on this particular, the sin of Sodom, the homosexuality, the Mormon Church is exposing the darkness of so-called same-sex marriage.
It is, and the Mormon Church came out with this statement that said that if you are in a same-sex relationship or if you are engaging in homosexual practices, you are considered an apostate within the Mormon Church, and you are not able to be baptized as a young person. You are not able to participate in the Mormon church services or the ceremonies. You are considered an apostate. That's strong language. And Matt, it also said that if you are a minor raised by parents in a same-sex relationship, whether they're legally, quote, married, close quote, or living together, if you're a minor in a male-male, female-female partnership kind of marriage or civil union relationship, you cannot be baptized. I guess it's typically at the age of 8 years of age in the Mormon Church. You cannot be baptized. You cannot participate in the ceremonies. You can and will have to wait until you are age 18. And at age 18, you need to do two things. Number one, you need to renounce the relationship with your parents. In other words, between your parents. You need to renounce that is not a proper relationship of same-sex relations. And you need to move out of that environment. So at age 18, in order to participate in the Mormon Church, to receive their sacraments, their communion, whatever, their baptism, their ceremonies, you have to move out and you have to publicly state that relationship is wrong. Otherwise, you will not be able to be a part of the fellowship. Now, that is very, very strong language, and that has startled those on the LGBT agenda because they thought that the Mormon Church was moving more toward a moderate or liberal type of scenario. And they said, no, we're not. We're going to be very clear, and we're putting out guidance for every Mormon church around the world.
Well, the Mormon Church doctrine states, quote, even though individuals do not choose to have same-sex attractions, they do choose how to respond to them. And that's true. And I would just say, you know, we all are tempted to various types of different sin. For those who are tempted to homosexual sin, who have sexual attractions for people of the same sex, again, something that is intrinsically disordered, according to the Catholic Church, and is called an abomination, according to Scripture. Those individuals, if just like the potential adulterer, or just like a person who may engage in fornication or some other kind of sexual sin, you may not intentionally have those temptations and those attractions, but how you respond to those attractions, and then if you engage in same-sex marriage, which at its very core is the sin of homosexuality, then you are choosing to engage that sin. You are choosing to engage in those behaviors, and the Mormon Church says no. I mean, that calls for excommunication. That's apostasy, according to the Mormons.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You know, the fact is, we got now two major organizations. We've got the Mormon Church coming out very strong language, very strong. We have the Catholic Church. After they finished the synod, they didn't budge at all on this issue of same-sex marriage or on the issue of homosexuality. And that statement that you have read is the statement that has been in existence within the Catholic Church for some time, that homosexuality is a disordered state. It is a disordered state. It is an aberration. It is sinful. Now, there's one thing to say that you accept everyone, and obviously the gospel is open to everyone, and church is open to everyone because we're all sinners. It's another thing to say that you're affirming somebody, to say that all are welcome to come and hear the gospel of Jesus Christ and repent of their sins is one thing, but to say that we are going to affirm you in your activity is completely another. And this is, I think, a strong message that we're seeing from both the Mormon Church and the Catholic Church. And what about the evangelical churches around the country? You know, we need to, certainly certain mainline Protestant churches have gone the other way, and their numbers are certainly showing that they are losing people. But evangelical churches and evangelical pastors, I challenge those churches and those denominations and those pastors to have strong statements on this as well. I know a number of evangelical organizations and churches have done that, but this, I think, is the battle. This is the issue of our time, and we cannot, must not run from it. We must be true to Scripture, and it is very obvious what Scripture says and what the natural created order reveals over this issue of human sexuality.
Well, any reasonable and honest reading of Scripture shows clearly that those who embrace gay liberation theology, that is clearly, in, according to Scripture, apostasy. And the Bible says not to have anything to do with those who claim to be Christian who are engaging in that kind of apostasy. They need to be rebuked. They can be called to repentance. You want them to come back. We love them. But they have to renounce their apostasy and gay theology, gay Christianity. There's no such thing. It is apostasy.
No question about that. That is the historic doctrine of the church and of Judeo-Christianity and of the Scriptures and of the natural created order from the very beginning. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. You can order my book, Same-Sex Marriage, Putting Every Household at Risk. We also have other books there as well by Dr. Judith Reisman, an expert on Kinseyism. You'll want to check those out on our bookstore. Go to lc.org for more information. Or you can call us at 407-875-1776, 407-875-1776 for more information. Liberty Counsel is advancing religious freedom, the sanctity of human life, and the family through litigation, education, and policy. And we certainly covet your prayers and your financial support, especially as we are moving towards the end of the year. Stand with us as we continue to advance these values. One thing for sure, don't ever get discouraged. Don't ever have your opinion just simply shaped by what you read in the media. There is a true compass, and it is found in the Scriptures. It has been true and faithful because it is from the Word of God, and I encourage you to immerse yourself into the Scriptures and stand firm on these critical issues. We were born and born again for such a time as this. For more information, visit Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. You can also go to libertycounsel.com. That's libertycounsel.com.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.